the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. I saw an article in Vanity Fair recently that stunned me and surprised me, and I wonder how true it really could be. And so we are digging a little deeper to find out about the idea of sugar babies, of girls, younger girls, who are in the dating pool and out dating guys that maybe aren't the best. And so if they can date maybe an older guy who's going to help pay for tuition, help student loans, different things like that, it sounds like, from this Vanity Fair article, that's become extremely acceptable. There's a company that helps girls and guys arrange things like that called Seeking Arrangement. And their spokesperson is Angela Jacob Bermudo. She joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Hi, thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on with us. So am I painting the picture relatively correctly? Is that how people, how girls, younger girls, end up getting involved in this? I know that the term prostitution is an ugly word, and from what I read in the Vanity Fair article, that's not how people would want to be referred to with this. First of all, the Vanity Fair article itself, you read it. Do you agree with most of it? Does it seem like a picture that you could say is relatively accurate?
I completely disagree. And, you know, this is something that we see quite often in the media. Sometimes a writer will have a bias or an agenda in mind, and they will specifically find case studies that will sort of feed into that particular narrative. The Vanity Fair article is not representative of the sugar community whatsoever. It seems that the writer specifically found women who were participating in escorting and trying to call it sugar baby, you know, being a sugar baby, when in reality that's not it. In arrangements, sex is never part of the agreement. It's not a quid pro quo of sex in exchange for money whatsoever. And I think when the media perpetuates this stereotype, it certainly creates a very unsafe environment for those that are participating in this lifestyle, because then people then refer to them as sex workers. Not that there's anything wrong with sex workers, just that these are two very different things.
All right, then let's set the record straight. The sugar community, tell me what that is and what the reality is, not a media stylized portrait of it, but give me the reality of it.
So the sugar community are the sugar daddies, the sugar babies, both female and male, as well as the sugar mommies, all the people that are essentially involved in these particular arrangements. It is a very, you know, it is a very active community, and it's one that's continuing to grow. And to explain arrangements, you know, it's not a black and white relationship. Honestly, what arrangements are about is being able to find a relationship that fits into your lifestyle without the usual hang-ups that you would get in a traditional relationship. So some things are predetermined, such as how long you date, how often you see each other, even, you know, the type of relationship that you're going to have. And people are very upfront and honest about what kind of a partner they're looking for. A prime example of this is the sugar babies, who are very vocal that they want somebody that is successful, that can add more to their lives rather than taking away from it, which we often see in traditional dating. You know, you're giving somebody your time, you're giving them your affection, you're giving them your emotional capacity, and sometimes it becomes very one-sided. In arrangements, that's completely eliminated because both people come to the table saying exactly what they expect from a partner. And so you avoid a kind of unbalanced relationship that way. And the beauty of an arrangement is that if it starts to become unbalanced, then the people are able to walk away and say, look, you're not holding up your end of what we've agreed on to enter into this relationship, so we're going to have part ways because it's no longer mutually beneficial. And that's really what you're getting with these types of relationships, is a mutually beneficial relationship.
Okay, so, but let's get then into the nuts and bolts of that a little bit, because people are saying, well, part of that mutual benefit for somebody is probably sex, because somebody's bringing money into the relationship. Are you saying that maybe that's talked about between the two? Maybe it's not. Maybe some people just want companionship, just want somebody to go to things with who they don't then have to worry about all the time. A girlfriend or a boyfriend without, I have to come home at night, I have to make sure I'm there to do this, to do that, without all the other, I guess, chores or baggage that comes along with a relationship.
Yes, there's not the regular baggage that you get in traditional relationships when you have an arrangement. Sex isn't part of the agreement, just like when you and I enter into a relationship. I myself am not a sugar baby. When you and I enter into a relationship, that's not discussed. That's not something that is, you know, that's not something that I say, like, in entering in this relationship, I agree to do this, because everybody's different. You know, some people are sexually active, some people aren't sexually active. And then, you know, in what we see when people try to kind of pigeonhole these relationships and say, well, if a man, and again, this is, you know, this is stereotyping it because there are also women.
Yeah, be nice to us. Be nice to us here, Angela. Don't paint me with a broad brush here. Go ahead.
No, but it's, you know, by seeing, you know, by trying to say that, okay, if a man is providing for a woman financially, then therefore he must expect something in exchange. I mean, let's look at marriage. In a lot of marriages, men are the main breadwinners. Obviously, times are changing, and that's kind of shifting a bit. But, you know, the woman is not exchanging her body for that financial stability whatsoever. I mean, if we were to start using that argument to try and say that this is prostitution, then by that account, all marriages are prostitution in some cases.
Okay. That's a little bit of a stretch, I think, Angela, but okay, I will agree. But marriage is a compromise, and there's a give and take on all sorts of levels when you're married. I do think that it's a general characterization, but if a guy is providing financial stability or providing something in a relationship like that, that's not just, hey, we're going out, we're dating, or whatever, then there is a thought that, well, there's probably sex involved in this too. I mean, that would be a natural assumption because most dating, most companionship, the natural next level of that is intimacy. And I think
Actually, not always. If you're not a sexually active person, then that's not going to be
sure.
That's not going to be a natural progression. But yes, every relationship, not every relationship, but everyone that where both partners are sexually active, there's a potential for them to get to that next level and decide to become intimate. But that's not what, you know, that's not what these men are getting in exchange for the financial assistance that they're providing to their partners. They're getting the companionship. And again, this companionship is not like your traditional companionship. You don't have drama, you don't have jealousy, and you don't have the usual gray areas and hang-ups that you're going to get in a traditional relationship. And really, that stress-free dating is what they are, I mean, if we want to say paying for, we can say that, but that is essentially what they are paying for. That's why they're investing, you know, that's why they're investing into these women. And the other thing that we also have to consider is that not all arrangements involve a monthly allowance, which, you know, is often what is put out there and what people kind of focus on. There are many other benefits to being in an arrangement, including, you know, mentorship, getting access to a professional network that perhaps you yourself would not have been able to achieve in such a short amount of time. And those are just, you know, those are just a few of the benefits that the sugar babies are receiving. And to the sugar daddies and the sugar mommies, being able to have a relationship kind of instantly that they don't really have to work months and months on and then eventually to find out that they're with the wrong partner, that convenience is really valuable to them. And in our society, we are starting to look at things for their value and how we can, you know, how we can maximize the value of something in order to make our lives easier. So this is just a way for them to make their personal lives easier, just like they've used other tools to make their professional lives easier or any other aspects of their lifestyle.
So, Angela, give me a general idea, and I know every relationship is different, but in the general seeking arrangement coupling of two people, what do they work out at the beginning? Like, what's a general idea of how a man and a woman would probably come together and arrange their little, you know, dating life or whatever you would term it?
So the first thing that they would do is obviously they would log into their seeking arrangement account and create a profile. Once they create a profile, you know, they're outlining what they're looking for in the arrangement as well as what they want in a potential partner. Then they're able to kind of search and find people that match exactly what they're looking for, just like you would in a traditional dating website. And once they found somebody that they're interested in, they message and they eventually agree to meet for a first date. Now, again, everything is different, but usually in the first date, you kind of try and figure out there's chemistry between the two people because we are still talking about relationships here. And if there is chemistry, then they start to kind of discuss what they're looking for in an arrangement. So things that are discussed are how often they see each other, potentially how long the relationship is going to last, you know, what things do they like to experience with their potential partners, whether that's going to dinners, you know, going out to shows, traveling together, see if the other person can actually accommodate that particular lifestyle. And then once those things, you know, if those things link up, then they decide to enter into an arrangement. Now, they're also discussing what the sugar baby is looking for. If the sugar baby is looking for monthly allowance, if she's looking for you know, just kind of a better dating experience where the man agrees to pay for all the dinners and whatever, you know, whatever activities they do, as well as, you know, if she's looking for any type of mentorship and any other benefits that she's potentially looking for.
Hmm. And how many arrangements are going on at any given time? Like, how busy is the website?
Well, we have more than 5.5 million members worldwide. So we don't track exactly how many arrangements each person has because mm-hmm. it can vary. Some people have multiple arrangements at one time. Some people only have one, you know, arrangement at a time. It all really varies. So, but it's a very active site. You know, the particular lifestyle is continuing to grow, and more people are seeing this as a different option towards dating, and they do prefer it. So, I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint how many arrangements are being arranged.
You were telling me off the air that the company's been around for 10 years. That must have changed a lot in 10 years, I would think, because as technology's gotten so much greater and everything else, it's become so much more interconnected over the last 10 years. How did Seeking Arrangements start and what's it evolved to?
Absolutely. So when we started in the space, what Seeking Arrangement really wanted to do was kind of redefine how society views arrangements and how they view the people that are categorized as sugar daddies, sugar mommies, and sugar babies. And what we've seen in the 10 years that we've been around is obviously the attitudes are shifting when it comes to these particular relationships. There's more acceptance that's being spread out there, but unfortunately, you know, it is still an uphill climb in regards to gaining acceptance for these relationships in order to create, you know, a very safe environment for people to be open and honest about this is the particular lifestyle that they prefer.
Is it really a lifestyle? I mean, I could see if you're looking to pay off college loans or you need some support, then you would choose this. But as a lifestyle you prefer, why would somebody say this is a lifestyle I prefer? I guess because they're very busy and they want some companionship. They want somebody to spend some time with, but they don't have time for everything else that goes along with a real full-time relationship.
100%. That's exactly why sugar daddies and sugar mommies are looking at this. And for the sugar babies, you know, this is a lifestyle to them because they want to date somebody that's more successful. They want to date somebody that can add more to their lives. I mean, you know, we're just seeing people wanting more out of their relationships now.
Yeah, but when you
realize that,
whenever
you invest your time, it should be something that's going to add value to your life in the long run.
See, but when you say, oh, they want to date somebody who's more successful, is this truly dating? Because it's an arrangement, whether there's sex or not. It's a weird kind of arrangement, isn't it? I mean, do people that are on this really consider this truly dating, or do relationships really build out of these arrangements?
There's absolutely nothing weird about these, and I think that's not an appropriate way to describe a particular dating style that people prefer. I mean, that's like calling people that are polyamorous weird. And, you know, this is just how some people prefer to date, and they like it. If that's, you know, if that's their preference, if that's how they want to date, then who are we to judge whether or not that's okay or whether or not that's a legitimate, you know, whether or not that's a legitimate way to date? It is dating. You're talking about two people who are spending time together who like each other and who are seeing, you know, how their relationship progresses. What surprises a lot of people, apparently, is that some of these relationships do progress into marriage or they are long-term. So I think we really need to be open-minded about when we view these relationships in order to be more understanding and to, you know, to understand that it may not be for you, but for some people it works out perfectly and this is their preferred way to date.
You mentioned sugar babies, sugar daddies, and then sugar mommies. So the sugar mommy, is that basically just like a sugar daddy, but it's a sugar mommy? It's somebody who's probably a working woman who's very busy, same thing that the guys want, but just from the female perspective?
Yes, that's correct. And then there's also, obviously, an LGBT community within this community and on the site itself. So we have gay sugar daddies. We also have, you know, gay sugar mommies as well. And on the flip side, we also have gay sugar babies and lesbian sugar babies as well.
Is the site growing by leaps and bounds? I mean, I imagine that we're getting busier and busier. That's not changing in our society. So I imagine this is something that you're finding more and more people have a need for.
Absolutely. I mean, it just continues to grow, and we see more and more people that are looking at this as a different way to find a potential partner. And just like you mentioned, you know, we are getting busier and busier. And for some people, there is extreme value in being able to find a relationship literally at the click of a button. without having to spend 6 months at a time dating somebody and then just figuring out at the end of it that, you know, it wasn't for you. So, yeah, it is becoming more popular.
So it's basically a dating app, but it's just much more upfront. When you meet each other, you say, this is exactly what I'm looking for. There's no playing around trying to be the nice person that somebody likes. You get together, you tell them, here's what I'm looking for in a relationship. You go out and you see if you like each other at all. And if so, you make an arrangement.
Absolutely. You have kind of less of that song and dance that you get in regards to traditional dating, where you, just like you said, pretend to be a person that maybe you're not. People are able to be blunt and honest about what they are looking for in their relationships and what they want, you know, what value do they want to be added to their lives.
You know, you got offended that I said that's weird, but you called it dating, but there's a payment involved. So what's the difference? You know, there's got to be something in between there, between regular dating, and I know we're not calling it prostitution because we're not paying for sex. We're paying for an arranged relationship. So it is different, though, you would say, than regular dating, wouldn't you? Because there isn't that song and dance. There isn't that do they like me, do they not, all the other baggage we go along with. You are paying for something.
Because they figure out at the beginning whether or not they like each other. They're not, like I said, not all arrangements involve a monthly allowance. And that's not a payment to somebody. That's, you know, that's just an assistance that they're looking to give in order to help the particular sugar baby. If the sugar baby wants a monthly allowance and they're willing to provide that, then they will do so. If the sugar baby is looking for somebody to help mentor her while she's launching her new business, then that's something that they would provide for. This isn't, you know, this isn't a service that these women are providing. It's a relationship. It's a different form of dating, but it's still dating at the end of the day.
And I imagine you guys don't have data on what the percentage of relationships are that end up being with like an allowance or with just mentoring or skills or different, what the trade-off is. I imagine you don't keep track of that.
Offhand, I do not have that.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating. Where can people go if they want to find out more about becoming a sugar baby, a sugar mommy, or a sugar daddy?
Sure. If you want to find out more about becoming any of those things, then you can go to seekingarrangements.com. It's free to sign up, and for sugar babies, it's 100% free.
So, yeah, that leads to a good question. So seeking arrangement benefits how? Because there is some form of membership plan for what, for sugar daddies?
Yes, yeah, so sugar daddies and sugar mommies pay a monthly subscription in order to communicate on the site.
Ah, cool. Cool. Seekingarrangement.com. It's the new form of dating, I guess we can call it. Spokesperson Angela Jacob Bermudo has been on the phone with us. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
All right. So you're paying for it. You're just not really paying for it. Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720 WGN.